I have to go clean up the poop now.
It's still, you have to do it?
Other duties as assigned, Steven.
Oh my God.
Hello and welcome to Fancy Friendship. I'm your host, Steven Olanich, joined today by Brooke DeMarc.
Howdy do.
Today we are talking about Brooke's RA stories while he was in Iowa City. If you don't know, RA is a residential assistant.
Resident assistant,
I'm sorry.
Sometimes called a CA at certain colleges, community assistant. Basically, just the person living on a certain floor in a residence hall that kind of oversees that certain floor. If residents have issues, they come to us. And oh boy, some of them have some issues.
are RAs relatively popular people on the floor, or are they the opposite?
It kind of depends on what kind of RA you're going to be. I was a more laid-back RA. There are definitely some RAs that are way more involved with their residents. And then there's RAs that are obnoxiously involved, where the residents are like, get away from me, not a big fan. But I would say I was more of the laid back, like, come to me if you have issues. I'm more than happy to talk, but I'm not going to force the issue. I'm not going to like get up in your face. Part of being an RA is also disciplining residents, or at least starting them on the pattern of disciplining if they break rules, because each residence hall has rules. So there'd be a lot of interesting things that happen as far as rule breaking as well.
But ultimately, you let the issues come to you instead of going and finding the issues most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, you're at the University of Iowa, top 5 party school. Like, you know your residents are going to be drinking. You tell them not to drink in the dorms, but you know they're going to drink in the dorms. And essentially, I know this, they're going to drink in there. So I'm not going to, like, actively get them in trouble if they're not being loud. Like, there's no way I know. But if they're being loud, like, obviously I have to do my job. So very, very seldom would I have to break up illicit activities for the dorms, because I just straight up wasn't getting up. Like, it's not like some RAs would go up to the door and like put their ear like, oh, it's kind of loud in there. Do you think I need to? No, I was not that kind of guy. If it was obsessively loud, I would definitely get in there and do something. But that didn't happen very often. So I would say that I was generally liked by all of my floors.
But this podcast, I guess, isn't going to necessarily be about drinking or even drugs, perhaps. But a couple of the more unique stories, I'd say, that hopefully haven't happened since.
Yeah, well, drinking and drugs kind of go hand in hand with RA stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't usually get a good... I mean, I actually have some good stories that don't involve drugs at all. But you don't typically get the good stories unless there's been drinking involved. So, I mean, I could start on the first story, or should I save that for the last? I think I should save that one for
last. I would go in the order. That's a finale. Of the ones that you want to, you have three, I think, so three.
I have three stories.
One.
So, just the stuff we deal with as RAs, 2015, I think, was my first year being an RA, my sophomore year. Around that time, the app Yik Yak was getting really popular. If you guys don't remember what Yik Yak was, don't know at all what it was. It was this anonymous social media. You like download the app. You don't have to set up a profile or anything. You can just post to a board, and it's geofenced within a certain location. So Iowa City had their own Yik Yak. Omaha would have their own Yik Yak. And you would post anonymously to that. And it got shut down shortly after for a lot of issues with anonymous stuff. It's kind of hard to monitor that. People can say whatever they want with like no repercussions. So that eventually had to get shut down. But
hold on. Anonymous social media accounts can get away with whatever they want.
Believe it or not. Yes. Crazy. Crazy.
How
I know.
What world do we live in?
I know. Anonymity brings out the worst in people, and Yik Yak didn't quite anticipate that as much as they should have. But in the height of its popularity, almost all the RAs had a Yik Yak. I mean, a lot of people in Iowa City had Yik Yak, and we had an RA group chat, and one weekend we are just all chatting, and then someone posts a screenshot from Yik Yak that says, party in Courier, that's the dorm we lived in, room blah blah. And we were like, should we do something about this? So we decide as RAs that we're going to go bust this party, all of us. So like... Not everyone could make it. There were people doing stuff, obviously, but it was a weekend, and a lot of times I didn't do anything on the weekends. I hung out with other RAs, hung out with my residents. So I was like, sure, let's do it. So like 10 of us RAs roll up to this room, and it's pretty loud, and we knock on the door, and sure enough, there's like 20 kids in this room having a party. As soon as the door opens, we're like, hey, I heard there's a party in here. They're like, yeah, and then whoever was on duty, I can't remember, showed their RA badge, and we're like, yeah, that's an issue. And they were like, oh, crap. So we had to bust up this party, which is just kind of an auxiliary. Like, we deal with loud, crazy, drunk people all the time. That's being an RA on the weekend at Iowa.
So. Were they usually compliant? Like, oh, you got me. Darn.
It would depend on the situation. It's case by case. There are people that will absolutely not comply with you at all, in which that case you just call our boss and have them come deal with it. But other times it's like, yeah, we know we shouldn't have been doing this, but we wanted to have some fun. There's a lot of compliance. And when they're compliant, it's a lot easier. It goes a lot faster. But sometimes when they're not compliant, it's a funnier story in the end. And the resident will get in more trouble if they're not compliant.
Does it escalate from you to your boss to then the police? Do they ever get involved? Or what's the next step?
Police get involved occasionally. Not with alcohol situations typically, but if any other drugs are found, marijuana, stuff like that, then we automatically have to call the police and they will deal with that situation with us kind of aiding them. But no, this one, it was just an alcohol situation. We didn't see any illicit drugs, anything like that. And we broke up a party because of Yik Yak. That's just kind of a funny story that happened. So I guess I could go on to episode 2 of Brooke RA's stories here.
One more question. Go for it. One. So if Yik Yak's anonymous, were these just a bunch of strangers? I mean, that's normal for parties, a bunch of strangers, but was it only strangers at this party? Because I find that kind of like an interesting...
I don't know the dynamic of how these people knew each other. As far as the dynamic goes, I don't know if any random people showed up or if they had this party planned and they're like, someone throw it on Yik Yak, see if anyone random comes. I have no idea if anyone actually came that saw it on Yik Yak, but
that'd be interesting. That'd be a good social experiment. Get 20 completely random people into a room.
It sounds like a reality show of sorts.
I'm in.
I'm completely in. We need to bring Yik Yak back.
All right. But only for just the parties. I don't want to do the whole, you know, anonymous, not so nice posts.
No, it got really, there were a lot of vulgar posts on Yik Yak, which led to its demise. I think a lot of people stopped, like they started deleting the app, and then eventually they lost their ad revenue because the people that were sponsoring were like, okay, I'm seeing what's going on in here. It's not good. We're pulling our funding.
That makes sense.
Right. Yik Yak fell off pretty hard. It had a meteoric rise and a meteoric fall.
Don't we all? All right, story number 2.
Big, deep thoughts. Story number 2, I'll skip forward a couple years before I go back to my sophomore year. It's my senior year now, my last year being an RA. First semester, everyone's starting to kind of get to know each other. We're in the first or second month of classes. And for the most part, I think my floor dynamic's pretty good, but there's a few residents that I feel like don't get along, and it's pretty evident that like they don't mesh very well, and they live a couple of rooms from each other. This is my theory, is I think one of these people did it, although we never officially caught them. I'll say that now.
Unsolved
mysteries. Nice. Of RAs, yes. So one day I'm coming back from class and there's like 5 or 6 residents sitting out in the lounge. I'm like, hey, what's up guys? How you guys doing? How's class? And they're like, oh, it was good. But, someone hot glued the locks on our doors. So
no.
My immediate thought is, what the hell? Why?
What college student owns a hot glue gun?
Believe it or not, I've actually seen multiple residents have hot glue guns because a lot of residents do crafts and stuff or just like little things to pass. It's crazy. Like you wouldn't think about it, but there's some crafty residents and like people like doing crafts. That blew my mind as well. But I was like, all right, let me go check. And I look at their locks and literally someone shoved a hot glue gun into the locks of these doors and hot glue was all the way in there, jammed completely. There was going to be no way of getting that out of there. They tried getting tweezers and stuff and like pulling it out. It's not possible.
So what time of day was this?
This is like mid-afternoon.
Okay, so it's the middle of the day someone was able to accomplish this.
Yeah, so someone had to have known like, oh, these people are going to be at class at this time. I'm going to do this now. So like 3 or 4 doors on my floor got hot glue guns. And it was all on one side of the floor, let me add. It wasn't on the other side.
And this is roughly then, like, what, 15 doors? 10-15 in that range?
On one side of the hall, there would be about 6 or 7 doors. The other side, there would be about 6 or 7. At the end of the hall, there was, like, 2 on each side as well.
Okay.
So it's like a square shape.
They probably got 7 doors then.
I would say about, first day was about 4 or 5 doors. Okay. Because mine was one of them, but mine didn't get hit. I think they were like, no, we're not going to do the RA. That'd be messed up.
That's smart. So were people locked in or out of their dorms? Like, was anybody locked in the dorm that couldn't get out?
Well, that wouldn't have been an issue because you could twist the doorknob from the inside. So it's strictly from the outside.
Okay, gotcha.
That you wouldn't be able to stick your key in and unlock your door. So these people that had gone to class and come back weren't able to get into their doors. And immediately one of these groups accused this other door, conveniently like one of the doors that didn't get hot glued on this side of the hall. They're like, we think they did it. We don't
give away.
It does seem like a giveaway, and I was suspicious too, but I couldn't obviously do anything because it's like I didn't see them do it. They're not going to admit to it. The next day, that room's door gets hot glued, and I kind of think it was a cover. Like, oh, I'm going to hot glue mine now.
Yeah.
To throw the scent off. Because I really do think that the initial accusation was correct. I do. But yeah, they hot glued their own door plus a few doors on the other side. I think it was really to just throw off the scent. It's like, oh, this is just like a serial thing that's going to happen in this. And no one got caught.
Maybe they'll listen to this and somebody will finally fess up so you can ease your mind a little bit when it comes to who did this.
Yeah, I'm not going to say names because that's probably not a good thing. Just to name names, but...
Or it was you, and this is an incredibly elaborate, long con.
I will not comment. but essentially what had to happen is that day, the first day, we had to bring people in to change all of their locks, and that's not cheap. And I don't know if they had to pay for it. That would be really messed up. I was really advocating to my hall coordinator, like, these guys shouldn't have to pay for it. Like, that's dumb. Just please change their locks. They can't get into their room. So, and then the next day we had to do like 3 or 4 more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just like, why do we deal with this stuff? Like when we become RAs, we sign a contract with like, oh, this is what your duties are. And at the bottom of it, every single year, there's one little check mark that says other duties as assigned. And I'm sure you know about this. You worked at a newspaper. You will always have other duties as assigned at any job. Like you can't cover the scope of everything you're going to do at any job ever.
You don't know what's coming up.
No. And being an RA is especially hard because there's just so much ridiculous stuff that can happen. Like people's doors getting hot glued. How could anyone prepare for this?
Well, how could you prepare for what's next?
Yeah.
Story
number three is, oh, it's my favorite. It's the best story.
It's a steamy story.
It is a very steamy story. You will find out in a second. But being an RA, you would have to be on duty, which means that you would have to have an RA phone that you would check out when you go on duty at 4:30 p.m. And if anything happens that the RA needs assistance for or like anyone around the building needs assistance for, they will call the RA duty phone. And you will respond to that accordingly. You will just give them an answer. This is what you need to do. Or you will go to the area and help them with whatever situation they have. So this is a weekend where the weekends are divvied up. Like I will be on duty one night and then another RA will be on duty another night.
Mm-hmm.
But we're the only two RAs the whole weekend. It's you and the other RA and you just switch off who's the primary and secondary RA. And that's every night, but the weekend is like, you have to take the whole weekend. It's only 2 weekends out of the semester, depending on how many.
Okay. Gotcha.
So it's not like every weekend's ruined for you. It's not like you can never do stuff on the weekend. It's like 2 weekends out of like 15 or 16, you have to be on duty. So Saturday night, I am on duty. I have the phone. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. It's like 10 PM. It's like, I'm going to hope that nothing happens because we have to go on rounds. We have to walk around the building, make sure like if there's any loud noises, we have to inspect those, see if there's any partying going on. So after I get back from my rounds, I'm like, I'm just going to go to bed and pray to God I don't get called. 2:30 a.m. goes around.
Same time you go to the dentist, 2:30.
Yes. 2:30 a.m. And the RA phone starts ringing. And let me tell you, it's like the loudest ring ever. You will never not hear it. It will never not wake you up.
Ooh.
It is terrifying. It is the sound that haunts me to this day.
Can you try to make it?
I will not try and make the RA. It's like, you know, the old flip phones, how they had like just the general like sound.
Yeah.
It's that times like 100.
Like 100 times louder or just like a more obnoxious?
More obnoxious and louder.
Okay.
So if someone lived next to me, I guarantee that phone could wake them up as well. I guarantee the RA phone woke up my neighbors at one point.
Oof.
It's that loud. All
right.
So I wake up in a cold sweat because of this loud noise, and the person working at the front desk was like, hey, the security guard just called me and said that someone defecated in the back stairwell.
Oh, no.
So my first initial thought is like, okay, they meant vomited. They didn't say the right word. It's 2:30. I can't think right now. There's no way someone defecated in the back stairwell. And that's just at the end of my hall. So I like, all right, I'll go check it out. So I walk to the stairwell and open the door. And I look down and see this security guard standing with this person. And sure enough, I look down and there's shit on the floor.
Oh.
And I will describe the poop in a second. I'm going to go through the rest of the story. So I'm talking to the security guard. They're like, yeah, we found her back here, actually in the act of pooping.
So they caught her at the same time?
The security guard does rounds of the buildings and apparently walked in that stairwell as this girl was taking a shit.
I want him on the show. I want to see what the eye contact of, who's more awkward? Is it her or is it him? Who feels worse in that one?
Well, he's sober, so he feels more awkward. The girl.
Okay.
So let me backstory on this girl. Okay. From what I found out after the fact is that this girl was staying with friends in the dorm over. The dorms are connected. Courier and Reno Hall. They are connected by this back hallway that leads to this back staircase.
And you're in Courier, right?
I'm in Courier. Okay. So this girl's in Reno, staying with some friends. She's from Illinois, I think. I'm not going to get into any more details. I don't want to give away too much stuff.
So far, you're down to about 3/4 of Iowa City.
Yeah. Most people in Iowa City are from Illinois. But yeah, she was visiting friends. They went out, got slammed, absolutely slammed. And she, at 2:30 in the morning, walked into this back stairwell because she was drunk. She walked past the bathrooms on her floor.
Oh, no.
She missed the bathrooms completely. Walked into this back stairwell. And sure enough, this is a very weird oversight in the building. You need an ID to get out of this stairwell.
To get out of the stairwell?
I don't know why.
Just a trap.
She got trapped. This girl got trapped in the back stairwell looking for the bathroom. And after a while, you can't hold it anymore, especially when you're that drunk. And beer poop is not a fun poop to have, or any liquor poop is not a fun poop to have. You can't hold it. So she poops on the floor and gets caught in the act of pooping. And this girl is completely out of it. It's kind of hard to watch, honestly. So my initial reaction is like, what room are you staying in? Please help me out here. She's like, room 20 blah blah, I don't remember. And I was like, oh, okay, that's not that bad. So we walk over to Courier 20 blah blah, whatever, knock on the door, and they're like, yeah, no, we don't know her.
Oh, no, this poor woman.
That's when we find out that she's from Reno.
Yeah.
And I apologize to that person at 3 in the morning that I knocked on your door trying to return a friend.
They have a fun story now. They don't know the backstory, but they still have the fun story of this random girl like trying to find her.
Yeah, so because it was just convenient because Reno has like 12 floors and she happened to like also have a room number that coincided with Couriers who only had 3 floors. So it was just really, really inconvenient that they said 2 blah blah what it was on the second floor. So it could have been both buildings. We went to the one we were in. We were in Courier. We're like, okay, let's go to Courier 2 blah blah and get them back. Find out they are in Reno. They just walked into the back stairwell accidentally because they were too drunk to find the bathroom. So at this point, we're like, all right, let's go bring her back to her friend's room. Like, she was really drunk, but she definitely didn't need medical attention. She was like, she like could have just gone to sleep. Woke up the next day with a really bad hangover. She did not need medical attention. If she did, I would have called an ambulance and got her out of there. But we brought her to the room she was actually staying in and pounded on the door multiple times. No one would answer. And at that point, it's this girl. We don't have any idea what to do with her. I call my hall coordinator. They're not happy to be there at 2:30 in the morning either. And they're like, all right, well, the procedure is we have to call the cops now. Like, she's not a resident of this. She's not a resident of this building. We don't have any way to really identify her or anything like that. She can't be here. So we had to call the cops on this poor girl. Finds out she's also 17.
Oh, my God.
So she has to, she goes in to jail or wherever they take her. And she will have to contact her parents because she's a minor.
Oh, my God. It just keeps getting worse.
It gets really bad. And after all of this is done, she's gotten taken away by the police. I have to go clean up the poop now.
It's still, you have to do it?
Other duties as assigned, Steven.
Oh, my God.
And even so, I wouldn't want the janitor to have to clean that up. The janitors in that building were so sweet. They were the nicest people. And, I mean, it's 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning at this point, and I have to clean up this poop. Let me tell you, this is the weirdest poop I've ever seen in my life. It was shaped like a softball. It was one piece.
What?
Yes.
And it was liquor poops?
Yes. It wasn't at all what I would expect that poop to be.
So was it like one little shovel and you're done then? Or was it?
I grabbed a paper, plastic sack just like dog poop, pulled it up in there. It was, I swear to God, softball size.
Hard, soft?
Hard. It made no sense. It confounded.
Was it an egg? Was she a bird?
It could have been. I have no idea. It confounds me to this day. And a little more information about the girl that I missed is she was very disheveled. It was obvious that she was just trying to find the bathroom because she had no shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
She was wearing like only a bra with like a like overcoat thing. It was not a good look for anyone.
Yeah.
It was like very obvious. She like got back to the room and like tried to stumble off to the bathroom. It looked like she just got back from wherever she was, probably the bars.
Yeah.
And it was not a good look. She didn't have shoes. She didn't have her wallet. She didn't have her phone. It was really bad.
Oh,
but I pick up the poop and bring it to the bathroom. It won't even flush on the first try. It's that big.
What the hell?
It literally, like, have you ever seen someone, like, shove a toilet paper roll, like, full toilet paper roll into the bottom and flush? And, like, it just, like, it was like that.
Wow.
It was that big.
See, the crazy part about the story is there's no antagonist. Like, I just feel bad for every person involved. The antagonists are the roommates that wouldn't open the door. I don't feel bad for them.
No, yeah, those people...
Did they get reprimanded at all?
No. But then the next morning, because, I mean, it wasn't their fault that she wandered off. And, like, the thing is I don't remember how, but she gave me her roommate's phone number. Maybe she just, or the person she was staying with phone number. I don't remember how she knew it. It was incredible.
Impressive.
It was.
I know all the numbers in my life from, like, you know, my dad's cell, my mom's cell, sister's cell.
There's a chance she had her cell phone on her.
I used to, I think, had numbers memorized before cell phones because you had to dial them. But, like, ever since I got a cell phone, I've memorized zero new numbers.
Yeah. Honestly, I could probably tell you Sarah's phone number.
Dang. I don't know my wife's phone number.
That's fine because you don't need to.
Yeah.
It's just weird that I think, like, well, it's because when I go shopping with Sarah and she has, like, rewards for places and they're like, what's your phone number? I just hear her say it so often.
Yeah, that's true.
I use
mine. So
that's kind of how I remember hers. So the next morning, I go to sleep. I'm like, I have to write an incident report first. That's what, as RAs, if something happens like this, you have to write incident reports. You have to be very detailed. You have to, no bias at all, obviously. Just straight facts, what happened. So that's a fun incident report to write, you know?
Did you get the incredible detail on this thing of, like, what the...
I didn't go into detail on, like, what the poop looked like on that. Cold. That doesn't... But just the fact, like, how do you professionally say that someone shit themselves in a stairwell? It's really hard.
Well, she didn't shit herself. She got it out. She just shit in the stairwell.
Yes.
Not herself. This isn't the Logan Marotta story from... I don't know when these are publishing, but I think about a week ago probably was Logan's story.
Yeah, no, she technically didn't shit herself. She shit on the floor. But how do you professionally say that?
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things.
Defecated was good.
defecation is the proper professional term. So at 3:30 in the morning, I'm on my laptop typing about how a girl defecated in the stairwells in Courier. So the next morning, I wake up to another phone call on the RA phone. And it's because I used the RA phone to call her friends that she was staying with and they didn't answer. They called me back in the morning on the RA duty phone. And they're like, hello, who is this? I was like, this is Brooke. I'm in the RA in Courier. Your friend was found in the stairwell last night. She pooped herself. Not pooped herself. She pooped on the stairwell.
Okay, yeah.
I'll make that clear now since that's become an issue.
I'm saving her a little bit of respect here.
There's not much respect for pooping in a stairwell because you got trapped there.
If there's like 100 respect points on the scale of 0 to 100, she's hanging in like half a point right now.
And you're going to have less respect for these people she was staying with because I told her, I was like, okay, we knocked on your door like 30 times. She's like, oh, that's what that noise was.
What?
They were like, I don't know, maybe they were terrified. Maybe they were like scared or like they were also probably really drunk. So maybe they were just like, I'm going to, no, don't care. I don't care. Like,
what else would it have been?
I don't know if they even knew that she was gone. Because I was like, yeah, your friend got taken by the police. So you guys need to deal with that. And they laughed a little bit. They're like, oh my God, that's kind of funny. I was like, no, it's really not. She pooped in the stairwell.
These are bad friends.
Hey. So, and this is a minor, by the way.
Yeah.
Like they got their minor friend extremely drunk, lost her, and she got taken by the police. And they thought it was kind of funny.
Man, I hope that this girl got new friends. I hope things turned around. I hope this was the low point.
It had to have been. At that point, being a 17-year-old, I don't know if you can go lower.
Yeah, that's bad.
And you have to tell your parents. That, like, literally have to contact your parents because you're a minor and you're getting detained.
And do they have to come get her now from Illinois? I mean, probably the Chicago area.
Probably. U.S. Suburb of Chicago, yeah. So, yeah, this is my craziest story as an RA. It's a fun one.
Oh, man. I feel like I need to talk to the security guard and to her at some point and just figure out their perspective of the whole situation. Like, I want to know, does she have new friends now? Because she deserves better friends, Brooke.
It's a valid question because she does deserve better friends. I mean, it's not her friends' fault that she wandered off and got stuck in a stairwell, but they handled it really poorly and laughed about it. So the people you really want. Not a fantasy friendship kind of moment. It's the opposite.
I don't know what the opposite of fantasy is. Reality, I guess. Reality friendship is...
No, not the essence of this podcast. Yeah. Though. Very, very anti-essence.
Man, if her friends did that to her, what would her enemies do?
Good God. So that's just kind of a day in the life of being an RA. Just stupid things like that. They're few and far between. Like, you get maybe one crazy story a month, if that. Like, crazy is like... way scaled down from what I just told you, but like one big thing happens a month that's bad and a lot of good stuff happens. But being an RA is just one of the most unpredictable college jobs you can have.
Yep. And if you're out there and going to college, be nice to your RA.
Absolutely.
Have some respect for your RA.
Go to your RA's events. Okay. PSA, RAs are there to help you and create fun times. We get a budget. We get to spend money on you. And you guys don't even come to our events sometimes. It's really rude.
What were your events?
We would just have, like, game nights, like, buy board games or buy movies and, like, buy popcorn stuff. Like,
did you have to keep the board games?
Yeah. Well, our building had board games
okay. As
well. But sometimes I was like, hey, can I put a budget request in to get this game? Because I know my residents really want to play this game. My best event was actually a good turnout as well as my sophomore year. I'm going to end on a positive RA story.
Yeah, let's do that.
I was like, all right, all my residents love playing FIFA. I love playing FIFA. Let's have a FIFA tournament. I got 20 plus residents to sign up for this FIFA tournament. And my hall coordinator approved a budget for me to go to like Shields. And I bought some NBA jerseys. And the winners of this shield would get these NBA jerseys. First, second, and third place would get an NBA jersey of their choice. So a lot of good things. And we also had food there. Like, it was a good time. Like, go to your RA's events if you're going to college. I don't know how many people from high school aged areas are going to be listening to this, but when you go to college, enjoy your RAs. They're there to help you.
And there you have it. So if you learned anything today, it's don't poop in stairwells, careful what door you open, and respect your RAs and go to their events. Those are what we're taking out of this.
Some good takeaways. Especially don't get caught pooping in a stairwell.
Yeah, if you're going to poop in a stairwell, make sure someone has the door open for you.
Yep.
All right, that's the biggest lesson out of this. So make sure you go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. I don't want the lesser stars. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Spotify. Follow us on Facebook. All of that stuff. Thank you for listening.